It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. This week, a committee of labor leaders in New York City voted to approve a new Aetna-run Medicare Advantage plan for municipal retirees. As a result, many former city workers are going to see big changes to their existing health coverage. Michael Mulgrew is the president of the United Federation of Teachers and the vice chair of the Municipal Labor Committee that voted in favor of the privatized plan. He joins us now to talk more about it. Hey, Michael, thank you so much for coming on WNYC.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start with a retired city worker who might be listening to this right now. What does this plan mean for them? Like, what's going to change and what's going to remain the same?
Medicare Advantage is a federal program. You have Medicare Advantage plans that are run by companies. But we've changed our healthcare approach about 9 years ago, and we've now demanded a seat at the table because we think we'll get a better result. So our goal was to make sure that we actually matched all the benefits that our retirees currently have and then see what we could actually gain in negotiations by really being hard-nosed about it with the company. And right now, if you're a city retiree, the main questions our retirees are always concerned with is, may I see my doctor? We're going from 185,000 doctors in a plan to 1.2 million. And we have performance guarantees with financial penalties on it if the company doesn't get everyone to either be in the plan or accept the billing. The next piece is we wanted to grow our network because we have retirees all over the country, and we were able to grow the network immensely. So I think that will be better for them. And the big difference here is on a monthly basis, all of this information and data goes to a committee of which we're part of. And we can go to an arbitrator quickly for what's known as an expedited arbitration if we feel that someone's being denied something wrongly. It'll be an implementation period. It'll take at least 6 months to put it all together.
A lot of retirees have protested the change in their health coverage. Like, literally, we're talking seniors in the streets, even during the vote.
Yeah.
So why did you and other union leaders support the switch to Medicare Advantage?
We're getting screwed on health coverage. And the major thing is that insurance companies, hospital, major medical groups and providers are making record profit. When you have all of these CEOs and executives making multi-million dollar bonuses on a yearly basis, we have a problem. So what we decided to do in New York City through the Municipal Labor Committee was we said, you know what? You're not signing a contract unless we're at the table. And it really was us trying to take an existing federal program and make it work for us.
A concern that critics have raised is that a Medicare Advantage plan might require patients to get prior approval for too many health services, that they might have their coverage denied. What has Aetna done to try to address that concern?
Our first scenario was to have an outside company look into this to actually be an intermediary on every request. And then we started just talking about, you know, they have to pay a company also to do this work. So what are you paying and what's your denial rate? And is it really worth it? If you're paying a company $10 million a year, but the number of procedures you're denying only equal $3 million a year, you're losing $7 million a year. So why don't you just approve them all? And then we were able to have two separate agreements where we took out almost all prior authorizations, except those that are really timely in nature. Like if someone's being leaving a hospital, what setting they're going to be in. We don't have time at that moment to have an intermediary looking at that. Those decisions have to be made 24 to 72 hours. Instead, what we did was we put in a process where we get the denial data, all the denial data, and if we think something is done wrong or was not medically correct, we can go directly to an independent arbitrator for an expedited arbitration and seek financial penalties. And we also said, well, right now your overturn rate on denials is 3%. If it goes over 3%, you're going to pay $500,000 fine minimum. For us, it was limit the prior authorizations, which we were able to do, increase the size of the network, drop the co-pays dramatically. And then the piece was, how do we keep the insurance company accountable?
We wanted to talk about the guardrails that are in place here. You talk about penalties if Aetna not doing what it should be doing. What other guardrails are in place for the city and the Municipal Labor Committee to monitor the quality of Aetna's coverage?
It's not just quality. It's also making sure we're keeping a quality network of doctors and inside the network of hospitals. We put a whole section of performance guarantees in place. But on any given month, if we see something in the data that troubles us, we're going to pull that right away. And we're going to make sure that the medical necessity guidelines were followed. And if they weren't followed, we'll hit the company with a penalty. And also at the same time, make sure that that practice is stopped. It's sad that we have to get to this point in this country that the workers literally have to be at a table on a monthly basis monitoring everything going on inside of the healthcare plan. But I don't know how else to continue to try to give people high quality healthcare without that in place.
You mentioned the timeline here, 6 months. For people who are like, holy cow, all of these changes are coming in 6 months. What communications are going to be going out to plan members to tell them about the changes?
The first thing we have to do right now is, you know, people are going to be calling their doctor. Are you in the plan? Well, the doctor's answer right now is no. When people are, my doctor's not in the plan. Well, because the plan does not exist yet. So they can't be in the plan. And I put in a communication to my folks. I said, give us 2 to 3 weeks. We'll let you know when you can call your doctor. And then the bigger thing is prescription drugs. And we don't want to transition them at any time this year. You know, myself and my wife take care of both of our mothers. That pill box is everything in the world at a certain point. And you cannot disrupt that. So we are going to make sure that we have all the information on everyone's prescriptions because we can get it from the federal government. And that's the piece that we're going to really take slowly to make sure it happens correctly.
Michael Mulgrew of the UFT and the Municipal Labor Committee, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much and really have a great day.